So I was like, oh, I'll just, yeah, I'll longboard over there. And I was fairly comfortable with it, but I was still a little bit shaky. And this is going to be one of the first times that I was going to, like, okay, like, I want to try to go fast. Like, I want to try to get comfortable with it, all that kind of stuff. And sure enough, on my way back, oh man, I ate it so hard. That pavement was not my friend.
Welcome to the Clueless Creatives Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Kvik, and I believe you deserve to thrive in your creative journey and that you don't have to settle and be another Clueless Creative doing this all alone. And that's what the Clueless Creatives is all about. It's a community banding together, eager to learn, to listen, and to live out their creative dream. We'll pull back the curtain on my personal creative journey. We chat business, mindset, and motivation, have some laughs, and together, well, we'll figure this whole thing out. I'm so glad you're listening. Let's get started.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 8 of the Clueless Creatives Podcast. I am so glad you're here to listen and to learn together and to grow together. This is going to be a good one. I just want to give a little update. What I'm going to be doing for the next couple of weeks is I am going to be trying to release episodes on a Wednesday instead of a Monday. And so just to see how it kind of works out with the analytics and how if it makes any sort of difference for us. But yeah, so that's why I didn't release one on Monday. And this is going to be released then on this Wednesday, which would be tomorrow from when I'm recording this. I'm really, really into this whole doing it last minute and hoping for the best content out of it. But the past 2 weeks has been a lot of just kind of processing and trying to figure out, okay, what is it exactly that I want to share with you guys? What is it that I want to talk about? What is it that I feel like at my stage of what it is that I'm going through? The creativity, the business, the mindset, the motivation, all those different things. What is something that I find important for myself and then also something that I want to share with you guys? And this past week, something that really jumped out to me was this urge and this pull to joy, passion, and perspective. And so what I mean by that is, you know, in our day-to-day life, in the way that the Western world looks like and is structured and, you know, beyond just COVID times and lockdowns and working from homes and stuff like that. And like, and things will change a little bit now because of that. But all in all, the day-to-day life of the average person can be quite mundane. Like there's no extremes. There's no big pits. There's no extremes in any of it. And so we kind of go through this whole cycle of day-to-day living. And this is what my life looked like when we lived in Canada for many years was, you know, went to work, came home, watched TV, hung out, and that was about it. Nothing really that fueled any sort of passion or joy or anything like that in my life and in what it was that I was doing. I wasn't pushing myself beyond a certain comfort level. And I think one of the things that Western life kind of provides is this idea of seeking comfort over everything else. So beyond being able to, you know, strive for that next thing or to challenge yourself, we are from an early age taught to seek comfort. And there's nothing necessarily inherently wrong with it, but when that becomes the sole intent and focus of our life and what it is that we're doing, it really hinders us because we stop things from, like, for example, like having hobbies and trying new things and being okay at sucking at something. And I was thinking about it the other day too. Was it last summer or the summer before? I decided that I was going to take up longboarding. Never had done it before in my life. I had done snowboarding for many years in my life, but never did longboarding. And I was just like, well, you know, like I don't want to be known as somebody that just kind of gives up. That chooses to not push themselves and, you know, beyond their comfort zone. And I was like, okay, I want to try this. And the first couple times that I was riding, everything went completely fine. And I remember there was this one time that I decided to longboard over to the restaurant that we had ordered for to pick up some food. And so I was like, oh, I'll longboard over there. And I was fairly comfortable with it, but I was still a little bit shaky. And this is going to be one of the first times that I was going to, like, okay, like I want to try to go fast. Like I want to try to get comfortable with it, all that kind of stuff. And sure enough, on my way back, oh man, I ate it so hard. That pavement was not my friend. I don't know what I did, what exactly happened, but foot flew out from underneath me, board flew out, and I landed right on my hip. The board went across 2-3 lanes of traffic. And yeah, thankfully nothing was damaged, just my ego. And it was definitely a very good humbling moment and humbling experience. But all that being said, you know, food flying up in the air and all that kind of stuff. And I was just like, had to gather my composure and then try to ride home as best as possible. But yeah, I was definitely very sketched out by that. And then I was very uncomfortable with the riding for the next little while. But all that being said, like I specifically had told myself that I had to be okay with failing. I had to be okay with hurting myself because I didn't want to just, you know, never say that I never tried it because I was, you know, I was older now, or it was just something that I didn't want to try anymore or whatever else. Like having this mindset to be willing to do that is something very challenging because it brings you out of that comfort zone, that state of comfort that we are sort of taught to be or designed to be in this, you know, in Western life. And that's just the kind of reality of it. When you're working your normal 9-to-5 job type idea, going into the office every single day is just a very repetitive schedule, repetitive cycle of things. And it can become very easy to fall into the repetition situation. So you just, life just becomes normal like that. And you just kind of live for the weekend, or you live for the next big thing, or you live for vacation. And for anybody listening from North America that only has 2 weeks of vacation, that's definitely something that's a major thing, and something that we, like Danielle and myself, we really struggled with, was this idea that, you know, you work 50 weeks of the year and you have 2 weeks off. Maybe you get 4 weeks if you're lucky, and maybe 5 or 6 if you've been at a company for a long time. But this idea that you are only living for those moments is something very, very sad for me, because, you know, I believe that we're created with purpose. We're created with passion. We're created to live out that passion. And when we put ourselves into a structured system that doesn't accommodate that very easily, then I think it's something that we have to look at. Okay, what are we doing despite that? And so something that, like, I've struggled with over the years was this motivation to overcome these, to get out of that comfort zone, to get out of the day-to-day mundane stuff. And I mean, sometimes you have your obligations. Sometimes you have to go to your 9-to-5. You have to do that 5 days a week. And that's completely fine. I'm not shaming anybody for that. And I'm not shaming anybody that chooses to have that kind of work. But the one question that I have then is, and this is something that I asked my brother last week as well, is like, what have you done this week in your life that has injected you and fed you with joy and passion? And I mean, beyond just my brother, but like other people that have asked us too, is the majority of the time people just say, oh, I don't know. And that to me sets off an alarm. And this is something that I was getting at too as well, last year. And I knew right away that I needed to start changing my perspective and changing how I did things. And all that being said, what I really want to do with this episode and with, you know, with sharing my story and my passion and my perspective of things is to challenge you to reevaluate what it is that you are currently looking like in life, or what your current situation is like. And are you actively, this can be creative or not, are you actively feeding things that bring you joy and passion in life? Or are you in this cycle of work and dinner and TV and repeat? Like, are you stuck in the cycle or something similar to that? That's not fueling you, and it's just nursing this dying of our passion through cheap entertainment and poor substitutions, you know? Or are you giving yourself life-giving moments? Are you giving yourself things that are actually like fueling yourself, that are, you know, that's just giving you life? Like that's the big summary of all this whole podcast episode is it giving you life? Like, are you doing things that give you life? And, you know, all that being said, like sometimes in life you do have to, you know, you have situations, you have times in life where you have to work a job or a certain type of job, or you have to, you know, have a certain amount of income and stuff like that. And there's no there's no shame in that. There's no issue with that. And I even faced this when I worked in retail for probably about three years or so. And it's funny because something that was, you know, that was asked sort of often was, I was like, oh, cool. Like you get to work in the mall, you get, you know, like get a good discount, but you know, what's next? So like, what's the next big thing? And what's the next, you know, what's the next step in your journey or whatever else? And I kind of, you know, over the years I had to think about it. I'm like, okay, that's obviously not a healthy question to ask, because what if somebody is just super passionate about selling shoes and that's their whole passion in life is to do that. Or maybe on the flip side is like they are working this just enough to be able to pay the bills so that they can live the life that they're wanting to live and going exploring and going hiking every day or whatever else. Like, you know, maybe just because we have a perspective of how life is supposed to play out, like who are we to say that somebody else has to fit exactly into that mold? And yeah, all that being said, like the one thing that I want you to get out of that too is, you know, just because somebody is working a job that you deem as less than or as, you know, entry level or something like that, like maybe that's what they love doing. Like I had a friend growing up whose mom would always say, is like, oh, if you don't study, you're going to become a septic tank truck driver. That's for sure. And that was kind of like the challenge to, okay, like that's not the kind of job that you ever want to have. But I thought about this when I got into college. I'm like, but what if somebody just loves doing that? What if that is the, you know, their a job that they enjoy, that they like, that they get paid well, because typically they do get paid quite well. And what if that's just, you know, the way that they fuel their passion? Maybe they're an artist that wants to create stuff and need money to be able to do that. And they work this job in order to be able to do that. And it inspires them somehow. Like who are we to, you know, step on the toes of somebody else and their life and their passion and their journey. But yeah, all that being said, just encourage everybody for whatever walk it is that they're going through or whatever job it is that they have. You know, people have their reasons, people have their passions, and don't be a jerk. Be nice. Show some love to each other. Because in the end, that gives you more joy in life, is when you get to be joyful and loving to other people. So don't be a jerk. Lesson number one for this episode, don't be a jerk. Anyways, all that being said, when I started getting into this whole freelance life and like this, you know, back in December when I jumped into this full-time freelance, I thought that now I was breaking out of the mold of the mundane and the repetitiveness of life. And I was, you know, finally working a job that was just managed by me and that like I had all these different things. And this was going to be like, this was going to be my purpose and my joy in life was working and doing all these different things. And very, very quickly, I had to realize that that is actually it's no different. In the end, what I found myself doing from, you know, halfway through December until the end of January was I sat here in my office working and doing stuff and not living life. Like I have a flexible schedule. I have a flexible, you know, time when I can work or where I can work and all that kind of stuff. And I'm not utilizing it. And so it wasn't this idea of, okay, like all of a sudden this freedom is just going to give me so much more life. But it's like, okay, it's allowing me to have, you know, to pursue these different things, but I still have to be the one that's active in doing something. So even when I have like all this freedom in the world to do whatever it is that I want to do and to run a business that I love doing, I still have to be active in pursuing things and moments that is giving me passion and joy in life. Instead of just sitting back and being like, okay, like, now this is the meaning of life. This is everything that I ever wanted. And I'm sitting here in the office all by myself recording this podcast episode. And I'm like, well, what's the point? I'm like, if I'm doing this now, I might as well just be sitting in an office with a more secure income every single month with, you know, other benefits, with all these different things. If that's what it is that I want out of my life, I can find other ways that makes it more secure and more convenient. But if what I want out of it is the flexibility to be able to pursue a life, to pursue those moments and to do something for a living that I have, that I find purpose in, that I find passion in, that I find joy in, then I know that I can do that. So all that being said, like this past month and a half hasn't really been filled with a whole lot of purpose and joy because of that. Because I had this idea, okay, like, you know, I would wake up, I have my coffee, I'd hang it on the couch for a little while, and then I'd come into the office and I'd hammer out, you know, 5 to 6 hours of work and then call it a day. And that was the repetitiveness. I wasn't doing anything else that was actually giving me life, that was fueling me, that was inspiring me, that was doing anything different. And so I just want to say, even at the most convenient time for myself to create moments of passion and create moments of joy, bringing like joy, to create moments that bring me joy, I still have to be the one that is active to do it. I still have to be the one that jumps out and do this. So the other day when I was trying to plan and brainstorm and write out everything for this podcast episode, I sat down and I asked myself, I asked the same question that I asked my brother last week. Like, what have I done this week in my life that has injected you with and fed you with joy and passion? And I kind of wasn't 100% sure. And so I do this thing sometimes to kind of reevaluate, you know, situations or to, you know, it's more or less like a time to like for me to meditate on who I am, who God has called me to be, the things that I'm passionate about, the things that I want to pursue in life, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, this might be a little bit like TMI for whoever, but I call it my shower meditation. So literally what I do is I turn on some, you know, some chill music, usually nothing with like lyrics. And I hop in the shower and I sit down and I just let the sound and the music and the water just kind of run for a little while. And in these moments, I actually find so much direction in what it is that, you know, I want to do, because I'm so shut out from, you know, I'm not on my phone, I'm not on a computer, I'm not being entertained by anything. I'm just having that moment to meditate on these different things. And, you know, it gives me such life to be able to do things like that and to be like, okay, this is reevaluating. And so maybe you're somebody that doesn't have anything like that quite yet. And I just want to encourage you, this makes a huge difference when it comes to, you know, the next week. And I even told Danielle afterward, I'm like, wow, that shower session was so good. Like, I need to do this like at least once or twice every single week to just kind of like give me perspective on everything. And that for me is like how much power it has. So maybe for you it's going and listening to music and sitting by, you know, sitting in a park or, you know, sitting in a hammock somewhere or going for a coffee shop and just reading a book or something. But give yourself those extra little moments in your week to really reevaluate what you've done last week. Have you done yourself a solid and given yourself moments that give you and fuel you with joy and passion? Or if you haven't, what are you going to change for next week? What are you going to do differently? And what is the perspective that you're going to go into this next week with? And, you know, after my meditation shower that was glorious and wonderful, I have this guilty pleasure of watching a specific movie whenever I need to be really inspired about like taking action and doing something. And it's the movie with Ben Stiller from, was it 2013? Is it The Secret Life of Walter Mitty? I absolutely love this movie. This movie is absolutely fantastic. It doesn't have a very good rating in like Rotten Tomatoes or like, but I freaking love it. It's great. Because one of the biggest things is that he's a daydreamer. And funny enough, like no word of a lie, the first time that I watched this, I'm like, somebody else daydreams just like I do. Like superhero moments and saving the day and all these different things. Like it's super funny. And I'm like, I totally do that too. Like my imagination just kind of goes wild sometimes. And, you know, I zone out and I don't really pay attention to the things around me. And I just kind of get into this dream state. But in this whole movie, if you haven't watched it, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but I want to definitely encourage you guys to go watch it. It's on Disney Plus. It is a super inspirational movie about like it's a visual representation of what it means and what it looks like when you decide finally to start taking action in life rather than just letting it go by. And that's exactly what this movie kind of like embodies and inspires me to do is, you know, in a moment, this character played by Ben Stiller, Walter Mitty, he decides to finally take action to do something and to risk something. And maybe you just need to be a little bit inspired to take a little bit of action in this next week or whenever it is that you listen to this podcast. Maybe it's just something that you'll love. Maybe it's just a movie that you'll be like inspired by in some way, shape, or form. But I just want to encourage you guys. That's something that I go to every once in a while to really be kind of reminded about perspective and taking action. And, you know, it might be in a movie, but it still, you see somebody taking action to doing something in a movie and you're just like, okay, I'm inspired to do that too. So I've told myself over the next month, I am going to do more and more things in my week that will give me joy and passion in life. And that gives me much more perspective than trying to count the dollars and cents that I bring in as a business or as an individual. While those things are necessary and while those things are, you know, for everybody, it's, you have different levels of obligation for that. I just want to say, if you neglect pursuing moments of passion and joy in your life for the sake of income, you will find yourself at the end of the month, maybe you might have a lot of money, but you'll be very hopeless. And I know that it's very sad and it's very like, you know, some people might think it's harsh, but it's just the reality of it. And this is that repetitive, mundane cycle of life that we get ourselves stuck in because, okay, we need money to be able to maintain the, you know, the cheap imitations of or the poor substitutions of these moments of joy and passion. And whatever that might look like for you, like pursuing these little moments of joy and passion. So for me the other day, it was, okay, the sunset was absolutely gorgeous. And I went out there and I just went longboarding for like 30 minutes. And it was absolutely fantastic. And for somebody else, it might be, you know, going to a coffee shop and sitting there for half an hour, sipping a cup of coffee and just people watching. Like whatever it is, you know yourself. And you need to do yourself a solid then and love yourself a little bit more this next month and these next weeks and do exactly that. And in the end, you'll provide yourself with more meaning and passion and joy in life. And that's really the whole focus of this episode is what are you doing or what have you done in the past that has given you life and that has injected you and fed you with joy and passion? And so the last question that I want you to ask yourself this next, you know, little while, however long this takes, is this is something that somebody asked me a couple of years ago, and it's stuck with me because I was like, wow, no one's actually ever asked me a question like that. And I thought it was so profound, and it was comical the way that it came across. But the question was, what is something that you've done today or this past week that you're proud of? And most of the time, people can't say anything. But it was so funny because on the same day that this person asked me this, I was like, oh yeah, I just quit my job. And this was when I was transitioning from working in a church into working into the school so I could kind of pursue part income freelance photography work. And it was just so funny because it just so happened to be on that same day. And I'm like, yeah, I can say that. I quit my job and I'm proud of myself for it because it did take a lot because it was convenient. It was comfortable and, you know, it was a decent paying. But I wanted a little bit more out of the day-to-day life and, you know, the circular structure of life and the week and all that kind of stuff was just the same in a church as it was, you know, working in an office anywhere. And so, you know, ask yourself that question. Like, what is something that you did today or this past week that you're proud of? And this goes hand in hand with that question of, like, what is something that you did today? What is something that you did or that you are doing to feed your passion and joy in life? And I think oftentimes those two questions, they'll go hand in hand because if you're proud of something, it will give you passion and joy in life. And so like, I know this can be tough and I know that, you know, people, you have your capacity limits and that's totally okay. But ask yourself, have you become complacent because of those? Are you willingly neglecting loving yourself that much more because it takes a little bit more effort? Or are you willing to be like, okay, this next month, I'm going to love myself a little bit more. I'm going to do a couple more things each month that's going to feed me with passion and joy and something that at the end of this month, I can say, wow, I'm really proud of myself for that. And that has so much power for yourself and for your life and for your purpose and your passion in life. And this gives such perspective for yourself. And in the end, this is just something that will inspire other people as well, and inspire other people to take action in their own life and to live life with such passion and authenticity and just living life fully. So I just want to end it with that. Like, ask yourself these tough questions, and you know, it can be difficult. It can be challenging. It can, you know, really rub you the wrong way, because you can probably tell yourself that you haven't been loving yourself enough, and that you haven't done anything recently to feed yourself with passion and joy in life, and you haven't really done anything in your week, in this past week, that has given you more life. And even though that something is tough to do or difficult to do, it doesn't mean that it's not worth doing. So ask yourself these tough questions. Here they are again. So what are you doing to feed your passion and joy in life this week? And what is something that you are proud of this week? And in the end, if you can't answer these questions, then the simple answer is just to take action, to show yourself love and support just a little bit more. It doesn't have to be huge. It doesn't have to be a huge life change, but do something little to set the bar a little bit higher for yourself, to take yourself to that next step and support yourself, and start with just that something simple. And so take that step for yourself and answer that call to live life wholly with passion and authenticity. Well, that's all from us today on the Clueless Creators Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Kvik, and I believe you deserve to thrive in your creative journey, and that you don't have to settle and be another clueless creative doing this all alone. Let me know that you've listened to this episode by heading over to Instagram and shooting me a message at Mike Kvik. I would be thrilled to get to know you and hear about your creative journey. If you enjoyed listening, consider leaving me a review. It makes a huge difference. I hope you feel encouraged and empowered to take the next step in your personal creative journey. You're amazing, and you deserve to have a thriving creative journey. So go be creative, inspire others, and have fun.